It's time.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
The emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my freaking knee pads on?
Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need our tampon
here? Are you positive?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Is there anyone who loves tampon humor more than Bob Sturm?
No. I can't think of anyone.
He is always talking about that.
All right. Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you some World Series candidates, and then we'll actually let you vote on them. 214-787-1310. First up, what a night it was last Friday night. The Rangers wrap up the American League Championship and beating the Yankees at the ballpark. And afterwards, you have the big celebration on the field. And the problem is, while they're doing interviews with the folks on TBS, they can also hear what's going over the PA. And I say they, me and Ranger Brass, like Nolan Ryan, who had a couple of odd moments that almost sounded like his speech was slurred due to alcohol. It wasn't that. It was the sound coming back to him on the PA, and we all know how that can mess you up.
Well, our fans have waited a long time. This organization's waited a long time. And this team coming out of spring training was on a mission. And it was unbelievable, the resiliency they had and the hard work and all the things that we went through. But I think it's a credit to our organization, John Daniels and the staff that he put together, and Ron Washington and his staff, and then the players. And so I just want to say I'm proud and honored to be here tonight. Thank you.
Player.
And then for all your accomplishments on the way to the Hall of Fame as a player, you only got to pitch in the World Series as a 22-year-old in 1969. You're back.
It's unbelievable. You never know where life takes you. But to be here tonight, I can honestly say that I probably have a better appreciation than I ever had.
So, no one was adding syllables.
Unbelievable.
Wash, I think, did him a step better by taking syllables away, or in this case, a number away from the year 2007.
Colby Lewis is as good as any of them. He was pitching in Japan last year. He just won you two games at this ALCS. What did he show you tonight?
Well, he showed me exactly what everyone showed me since we started playing baseball here in Texas in 2007 when we started. He went out there tonight, and he certainly gave us everything he had.
Man, oh my God. I had no idea the Rangers have been around for almost 2,000 years.
Hey, you know that he meant 2007.
That's what everyone showed him back in 2007.
You think the nation, as they were watching Texas celebrate that moment, was going, God, I have the two best speakers up there, do they?
Unbelievable.
And that brings us to last night and the eighth inning.
Please don't.
And to Derek Holland, Mark Lowe, and Michael Kirkman, congratulations. Y'all are up for an emergency break of the week.
Holland throws, and it's high, not even close, and they're loaded for Aubrey Huff. Here's the pitch to Huff. He won't come in time. And the Giants lead 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swinging a sharp ground ball in the left field, a base hit. Ross scores. Here comes Huff. He's going to score. And the Giants lead 6-0. And they are going crazy here, folks. Have a night at Garrincha. And he throws to Rowan. And Rowan drives it into triple dollar. And it's going to fly right by Cruz. Uribe scores. Renteria's going to score. Rowan on his way to third with a triple. The Giants can do nothing wrong tonight. The 1-2 to Torres. Swinging a line drive. Base hit. Into left field. Rowan scores. Torres digging for two. He'll have a double. It's 9-0. Wow. The Giants have scored seven times here in the eighth inning.
God. 11 batters, 7 runs, 4 pitchers, 4 walks, 2 singles, a double, a triple. No errors.
we didn't have any errors, and that's good. And all that was with two outs?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So defeating.
Two strikes. Oh, what a e-break that was for the Rangers in the eighth. All right, so those are your World Series candidates. P.A. Nolan, P.A. Feedback Wash, or the eighth inning last night at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins this World Series edition of the Emergency Break of the Week?
George, I would like to say I tooted my horn back in 2007.
I think I did, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Don Scagnetti and Jerry Don Gleaton.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for Chip Moody.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I got to go with That's the Way Baseball Go 2007.
Or 207.
207.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for George's watery, farting diarrhea.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I think it's unbelievable that I got in, so I'd like to vote for Nolan or Ryan.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Come on, I am right, yo.
Hey, it's Natalie Mage.
Die. Go away.
I need your vote. I want to vote for the old school brother, Ron Watson. Love you, Junior.
Love you too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ball. Outside. Up. Ball. Strike.
Okay, that's the eighth inning. Yeah. You get the idea. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the Emergency Break of the Week?
I'd like to defer my vote to Tug Dunham.
Don't know who that is, sir, but Tug, thank you for calling. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Got to go with George's World Series exploding diarrhea.
Never had that, sir.
Special
never
World Series edition.
Never had it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello. Is it the AM radio?
Oh, God. Please hang up.
No, don't frighten her. It's Michelle Wee.
Hang up the phone.
Giorgio, I am still trying to get out to Argo. The Dunham Manor, and you still haven't seen my ghost down jacket, Giorgio. I need to cast my vote for the minority, Ron Washington.
Okay. All right, thanks. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for Georgie's watery diarrhea.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, so I'd like to vote for the e-break, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
As Norm would say, the eighth inning.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That's the way the e-break do, 207.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow.
Yay. Ron Washington's passionate speech last Friday night that left out a digit.
Okay, this is bad voting.
Well,
how could the
eighth inning not win? I don't know.
I almost suggested we don't even have to vote today because it's the eighth inning.
Yes.
Well, y'all are happy. You got to hear from the Peyton Show away, so what difference does it make?
So the Ron Washington moment was the worst moment.
According to the P1, they have spoken.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's give it a listen.
Colby Lewis is as good as any of them. He was pitching in Japan last year. He just won you two games at this ALCS. What did he show you tonight?
Well, he showed me exactly what everyone showed me since we started playing baseball here in Texas in 2007 when we started. He went out there tonight, and he certainly gave us everything he had.
Unbelievable.
So it's hard for me to do this quick math, but roughly speaking, when Ted Williams took over the Rangers that first year, he was a negative 1,987 years old.
You know what Wash meant, okay?
All right, congratulations to Wash. How many is that for him?
Believe it or not, it's his first. He ties Barack Obama and Zippy the Clown.
All right, it's 8-12.
They're one of the same, folks.
8-12 here on the ticket. Up next, we take you inside the ballpark and inside the Rangers clubhouse last night.
Now, I wasn't out there tooting myself on the horn.